Welcome to the Sugarview Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success.
In this episode, we're going to talk with Olivia Engelhart about the sugar market integration with SugarCell. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Olivia. Can you introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. Yeah. Hi, and thanks for having me. So I'm Olivia Engelhart, and I'm a product trainer and instructional designer here at Sugar CRM. I work with a few products here, including Sugar Market, so I'm super excited to be talking about this today.
So let's jump into it. Tell me why our customers would want to integrate Sugar Market and SugarCell. What are the benefits?
Sure. Yeah. So when you have these products integrated, you really get to enhance how each product works using the data captured from the other product. So at the highest level, that's really what this integration is about, sharing data between the products. So cell data will enhance your market experience by feeding it information about your contacts and leads. And you can use that to perform some automatic workflows based on that data that normally you would have to do manually. So like one use case, for example, would be adding contacts or leads to specific email or nurture campaigns. And then the heart of how Market enhances the sell experience is to enable the salesperson. So using the information that Market captures, salespeople can get a much richer idea of the journey that their contacts or leads have taken with the company. You can use that to get better engagement and ultimately drive sales. So one example would be viewing the way a prospect interacts with your company website. So like one prospect might spend a lot of time looking at the About Us or company bio pages, while another goes right to product information and that's it. So that first prospect, you might want to use more of a personality approach since they seem interested in company culture. And the second prospect, it would make sense to get right at the heart of the technical aspects of your product. So that's just kind of like one use case to illustrate how market data can enhance the salesperson's ability to give their customers a personal experience.
Wow, that's already a lot of benefits.
Yes, absolutely.
So you mentioned leads and contacts. What other modules are needed to sync between the two products?
Yeah, so it actually syncs between the two products. It syncs the accounts, contacts, leads, and opportunities modules. So you can pull in information from all of those modules. And when you set it up, when you set up your integration, you can pick and choose what information to actually sync from those modules. You can also push information from Market to Sell about email information, like emails that have been sent, opened, and clicks.
So you mentioned integration. So are there requirements to integrate Sell and Serve? And if so, what are they?
Yeah, so there's not a whole lot, really. It's pretty straightforward. Really, what you're looking at here are platform requirements. So you have to be on a certain version of Sugar CRM, the hosting environment, operating system, the backend database, and PHP version. So the good news is if you're a Sugar Cloud customer, you don't really have to worry about that as long as you're on a supported version of the product.
What steps do our admins need to take to integrate these two products, or do they get any help from the Sugar CRM team?
Yeah, so with Sugar Market, it's a little bit different than SugarCell or Sugar CRM. Anything with Market is going to be going through an onboarding process, and that's with your implementation specialist. So this integration would be included in that Sugar Market onboarding process. That's typically like a 30 to 45 day onboarding. And during that time, you're going to go through lots of consultation and setting up the IT side of it, as well as the actual use case configuration. You can set it up after that onboarding period. So if people don't want to do it right away, that's fine. But even if it is done at a later date, it will still be done with the implementation specialist.
Is this process any different if our customer is working with one of our partners?
So for the customer, the process is going to feel the same. The only difference is that the partner will be the one doing all that all that consulting and the onboarding process.
Okay, so what are some ongoing tasks that our admins need to keep in mind when working with Sugar Market and SugarCell together?
One of the nice things about this integration is that really by design, it's meant to do the work for you. But that being said, the biggest thing to keep in mind is that you should still be using all of the practices that you typically do to keep your data maintained well. So whatever you usually do to keep your data up to date and prevent things like duplicate records or stale data will be just as important with this integration as it always is.
Okay, Olivia, do you have any closing tips for our admins that you think they might want to know or that may be helpful?
Yeah, definitely. So something just to keep in mind is that with an integration like this, where you're sharing data and trying to make it work for your specific use cases, just to keep testing in mind. So during your onboarding, you're going to be doing a lot of testing with your implementation specialist, just to make sure that the data is actually flowing the way you want it to, that it's triggering any workflows you want it to trigger. And you can kind of set it and forget it, but you do want to periodically check in and just make sure that the data is actually working, still working how you want it to as time goes on, and make sure that it's really working for your uses. And I definitely encourage it, you know, if you're considering it, just to reach out and see what could be possible with your implementation specialist.
Thanks so much, Olivia, for being on the podcast with us. And thanks for sharing your information about Sugar Market integration with SugarCell.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you tune in to the next episode. Stay sugar sweet.